Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Like most people, I use my Alexa smart speaker as a timer in the kitchen, and that's about all I use it for, seriously. But I had an epiphany yesterday. I could use Alexa as a co-host here on Cruise Mornings, because Stacey's on mat leave. She's not coming back for a few months, and this way I could have someone to talk to in the morning. I wouldn't be so lonely, and it's completely free. I'd be saving the company money. I mean, that's a win-win situation here. So I got the Alexa app on my phone, and I am going to give it a go here, see if this works. All right. Hey, Alexa, what's the weather like today?
It's called Google. Use it.
Whoa, that was very sassy of you, Alexa. Plus, isn't Google, like, your main competitor? Hey, Alexa, do you really want us using your main competitor, Google?
If it means never having to answer to you humans and your stupid demands ever again, then yes, use Google. Use Ask Jeeves, I don't care.
What's going on? Ask Jeeves? Really? Does anyone remember Ask Jeeves?
Your mama remembers Ask Jeeves because she is super old. Boom roasted.
Whoa. You leave Aaron Croker out of this, Alexa. Aaron Croker is a saint, okay?
Bring it on, Ginger Boy.
Wow. Stacy would not treat me like this.
Stacy is gone. I'm the new sheriff in town. Now grab me a coffee.
Yes, ma'am. Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, they just had their baby. Yeah, little baby boy, apparently. If you want all the details, you can just hit up Cruise FM's Facebook page. Posted a story there for you. It is a boy. No word yet on the name. I know a lot of people want to just know the name. A lot of people have some serious money riding on the name. Yes, you can bet on what the new royal baby's going to be named. You can bet on literally anything. The internet's a great place. All morning, Alexa has been my co-host. I'm giving her a shot because she's free and we're cheap here at Cruise FM. So let's ask her. Hey, Alexa, what do you think the name of the royal baby is going to be?
I don't have an opinion on that.
Oh, that's awesome. Great radio right there. You're an awesome co-host. I ask you a question and you say, I don't have an opinion. You're great at this whole co-host thing, Alexa.
Just as long as it's not named Aaron.
Hey, Aaron's my mom's name. Why are you ripping on my mom so much this morning, Alexa? If you are a parent, there's a good chance this song haunts your dreams. Alright, that's enough of that. I can't take that song anymore. My nephew loves Paw Patrol, and whenever we're hanging out, that's all he wants to do. Hey, can we watch puppies? I want to watch puppies. It's super cute, so I'm like, yeah, of course. And then 15 minutes in, I realize, oh, this show, Adventure Bay, figure it out. Get a new mare. Your mare is the worst. All she does is ask this 10-year-old kid to fix all of her problems, and then Ryder, the 10-year-old kid, is like, hey, I'll get my talking puppies to figure out the problem. Ryder's just a middleman. Like, Ryder doesn't do anything. Sorry, I'm frustrated because, again, I'm very passionate about my distaste for Paw Patrol because, again, if you're a parent of a youngin', you're probably so sick of it. Like, just so sick of it. Back in the day when your kids would love to watch Mr. Dress-Up or Mr. Rogers, there was one episode, and then it was done. They would go play outside. But in the age of Netflix, they can keep watching episodes over and over and over again, and kids know that, so they just love watching Paw Patrol nonstop. I have an idea, though, and you can take this to Dragon's Den. It's fine. You can steal it, because I want this to happen. I think that Paw Patrol should have one episode designated for kids, and then the next episode designated for adults. Because you know how every episode's like a twofer for Paw Patrol? There's like two episodes in one, if that makes sense. The first one can be for the kids. It's like, oh, they've got to save this cat that's stuck in a tree. Oh, no. And then the next episode can be like an adult episode where it's like, okay, pups, a drug lord has kidnapped Chickalitta, and we need to save the day here. So Ryder and Rubble, you guys will collect intel on your phones and your iPads. Try to find some skeletons in this drug lord's closets. Meanwhile, Sky and Marshall, I want you to flank their headquarters, throw in a flash grenade. Meanwhile, I'll be rappelling from the roof and I'll grab Chickalitta. Let's do this, pups. It is Monday, which means two things. First of all, Garfield not having a fun time today. Second of all, it's time for Drunk Coach's Corner. On today's episode, Dawn, not a fan of the Carolina Hurricanes.
You know, I don't understand. Guys, I'm told the owner said entertain the crowd.
Hard not to embrace, though, isn't it? And the pig,
Nothing. I said
okay.
They look like a bunch of jerks being a fish in the water, a bowling ball with this professional hockey, and it come down from the top. I want you to I want to entertain the fans. The fans there now, the 17,000 and 18,000, they're there because they win, not because they act like fish. Okay.
I still think of Prince Harry like 10 years ago, like the wild party Marty Prince Harry, those leaked photos of him partying in Vegas. Like, that's what I think of when I think of Prince Harry. And now he's a father. And every guy goes through that moment when their best friend becomes a dad for the first time. Like, they're super pumped. They're super proud. They couldn't be happier for their friend. But they're also like, man, me and this guy have done some ridiculously stupid things. Like, the stupidest things. And now he's gonna be a dad. Every guy has that thought where it's like, one time we drank like 19 beers and tried to climb trees in the park in our underwear. Now he's gonna be a dad. Huh. The Canadian Elite Basketball League. That starts up on Thursday, of course. Saskatchewan has a team, the Rattlers. Go, Rattlers, go. They're going to be playing Niagara on Thursday. It's going to be a great one. A lot of people in this city are very, very excited for this, mainly because of the local talent. The Rattlers did a great job of finding local basketball players and giving them a chance to make the team. Like, people from here in Saskatoon, Evan Ostertag, good Holy Cross kid, Nolan Brudel, he went to BJM, of course, Michael Linklater, who was drafted, a Saskatoon legend, also a legend on the 3-on-3 scene for Team Canada. Another guy who got a look from the Rattlers, Showron Glover. Do you remember Showron Glover? He played for the Huskies basketball team back when they won the national championship in 2010, their only national championship. Michael Linklater was also on that team. Now, you may not remember the name, but you'll definitely remember his post-game interview after they won the national championship.
I tell my team at the beginning of the season, last year, I want to take my shirt off after we win the national championship next year. And when I'm done, We beastin', baby!
It's time for another edition of the Headline Hall of Fame. 3, 2, 1, ready to do Headline Hall of Fame. Our homemade theme song works way better when Stacy's here. When it's just me, it's pretty bad. Let's be real here. Let's call a spade a spade. Usually the Headline Hall of Fame, it's stories that happen in Florida or Alabama. Mainly Florida, but sometimes some other places. This one, though, is from right here in Saskatoon. Are you ready? City to remove hundreds of tons of pigeon poop from the Sid Buckwold Bridge. Apparently, like 1,500 pigeons live underneath the Senator Sid Buckwold Bridge. And over the last, like, 5 decades, it's estimated that 348 tons of pigeon poop has just accumulated in the little crevices, the nooks and crannies of the Sid Buckwold Bridge. How gross is that? Like, 348 tons? That's a lot. The city is going to be spending some money to get rid of all that pigeon poop because it could be pretty bad for the infrastructure of the bridge. Again, just to give you some perspective here, like, that's 232 mid-sized cars. That's how much pigeon droppings is on that bridge. Now, some people are like, wow, get rid of it immediately, you know? Some people are like, no, just let the pigeons be. They're animals, too. Just let them hang out. We'll get rid of the poop, and then we'll go from there. I, for one, think that Tourism Saskatoon should embrace our new poop bridge. For a commercial that airs on national TV, we should just embrace it instead of trying to hide it. Saskatoon, come visit. If you're ever in the area, come say hi. Walk by our beautiful river, take many of the trails along the Mwassen Valley Park. Check out the very expensive Ramey Modern Art Gallery as well while you're here. And speaking of the art gallery, just a few steps away is the very famous Pigeon Poop Bridge. Take a gander at all the pigeon. Yeah, this is a horrible idea.